Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
All right, I got one of your things in the mail. I wanted to see what it was about.
Oh, yeah, let me just start with that 16-digit reservation code on the start, and I'll pull up your file.
251134010003682 34.
That was 8234?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Name's Cliff.
Is this Cliff Reynolds?
Yep.
Perfect. Looks like you're calling with Cliff's Automotive Repair.
Correct.
Awesome, Cliff. All right, I just got a few pieces of information I got to confirm here on file before I answer any questions for you. Could you just confirm the billing address? Looks like 1130 East Main.
Correct.
Delta, Ohio.
Yep.
Billing 43515.
Yep.
And then best phone number in case we get disconnected here.
The one I'm calling from.
Is that the 4505? No, I don't actually.
Yeah, that's it.
4505, perfect.
Yep.
And then are you the 100% business owner for you guys?
Yep.
And how long have you been in business for out there?
18 years.
You start all up yourself and everything?
What's that?
Did you start it all up yourself and everything?
Yep.
Nice. And how do you structure your business out there, Cliff? Guys, like a LLC, S Corp,
yeah.
C Corp,
LLC. Yep.
Perfect. And then, what's the best email for you?
What's the best what?
Email for you.
I don't have an email.
No email?
Nope.
Do you maybe have one for the business? None at all.
None at all.
How about a website? I'm assuming no website too.
Nope.
Perfect. All right, if you want to just let me know a little bit more about what you're looking for, I can go ahead and point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm just looking to see what it's got. Unsecured loans up to 3 years. My biggest question is, how do you pay that back? Do they take it out of your credit card machine, or?
Depends. We do have MCA loans, but also, I mean, if you're just looking for some unsecured cash like that, typically they will just be withdrawn from your account, whichever one we end up going with for the loan.
You can't make, like, monthly payments or anything?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that?
No, definitely. With the capital... No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that the capital programs are daily, monthly, weekly. Typically, with first-time customers, though, they qualify for the more weekly programs for the payment.
Okay.
What was it you were, how much were you looking to bring on?
No, I don't know. I could use some money to buy cars, but I don't, you know, the thing of... You know, pulling it out of my credit card thing or bank every week without me knowing what it is, I'm not interested in that.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be anything like that. It would be, you know, the set amount, whatever the terms and, you know, the loan is, you know, laid out upon. It's not going to be, you know, taking out whatever we feel like, so.
Yeah.
How, you said you would be looking to use it to flip some cars, though?
Yeah.
How much were you looking to bring on? Like, how many new trucks or cars?
I just think maybe 100,000.
Okay. And how many?
I have all that at once, but just right. So I know it's there.
Oh yeah, definitely. How many, you know, vehicles were you looking to turn off that?
Well, I'm kind of a small place, so I'd buy four or five, and if it goes good, buy another four or five, and.
Right. So, what is it you guys do out there too? Could you kind of elaborate on the, you know, the business a little bit?
Well, we're a mechanic shop, and we sell cars.
Okay, you guys sell cars as most well too, there.
Most of our work's mechanical.
Right. You guys are out there in looks like Delta.
Mhm.
When would you be looking to, you know, bring all that on by?
Bring what?
Bring all the, you know, the new vehicles, the funds, you know, the whole deal. What's your kind of timetable?
Well, I have no timetable. I'm just
kind of shopping around.
Once in a while, I get one of these in the mail, and then I call and see what it's about.
Right, right, definitely. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of times with that capital, it, you know, the term on that range is they're pretty short-term loans as well, too. So, you know, typically on that, they last up to about, you know, 3 years, so.
Yeah. So, let's say if I did it and I spent $30,000, went and bought $30,000 worth of cars, and I'd pay so much of that back a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you were saying the, you know, the total amount that would be 30, or, you know, still going off that 100, then you use 30 of it, or...
Yeah. Well, you know, just get what I need as I need it, you know, would probably be the thing, but that way I ain't got...
A bunch of overhead?
$1,000 worth of cars sitting here in the...
Right.
You know.
Right, yeah, and that was, you know, what I was going to say, too. If you end up taking on 100 and you only used about 30 of it, you still would be having that remaining 70 left over, but,
right.
You know, you still would be making the payments on it. So, I mean, kind of more, you know, what you want versus what you need, but, you know, we do have a lot of programs over here as well, and the way we do it is we approve you for the maximum amount and maximum length, and then we kind of put the ball in your court, let you decide, and we work backwards from there. So you can, you know, decide what works the best for the business.
Mm-hmm. Just let's say if I did it and got $50,000.
Uh-huh.
How much would that be a month I'd have to pay back?
Really depends, too. You know, we really have a lot of different programs over here, but to give you kind of a little better idea, what did you guys do for annual sales for this last year, 15? Maybe a ball.
400.
400K?
Yep.
What are you guys tracking for this year?
We'll probably be 550 this year.
Nice. What's the change-up?
Hired another mechanic and taking more work in.
Right. Is it, you know, typically the busy time of year coming up towards the end of the year, you know, with the seasons changing out there? Or do you guys pretty much stay busy all around?
We pretty much stay busy most of the time.
All right, that's good. And have you guys looked, you know, any other options for, you know, to bring on these funds?
Not really. I just call on it. Like I say, when I get one that looks halfway decent, I call on it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Have you ever brought on a capital loan before?
No.
Any kind at all, or for any equipment, or kind of just been self-funding it?
Oh, I do. I lease everything I buy.
Right, all the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you go through with that?
Marlin.
Oh, Marlin?
Yeah.
How long have you actually been working with them for?
18 years.
Oh, ever since you started?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So you probably got a, you know, quite a long-standing relationship with them, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys have, you know, any equipment or anything coming up on the agenda for maybe next year?
Maybe. I just bought a $14,000 piece of equipment. It's coming next week.
What was it?
Lift.
Oh, a lift?
Yeah.
Nice. Was it a used one or was it brand new?
No, it's new.
Oh, nice. Did you end up using Marlin on that one too?
Yep.
Nice. Another one of our, you know, big factors over here too is your credit. What's your, you know, how do you rate your credit?
Probably somewhere between 788, somewhere in there.
Okay, when's the last time you had that check?
A long time ago.
All right, perfect. And then what about your, you know, bank out there? Have you guys kind of approached them to, you know, bring on this capital, or?
No, I could, but I just don't.
Do you kind of have a reason for that, or just kind of don't like messing with them, or kind of long process?
Well, they put me in a flood zone 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, what happened with that?
They put tiles in town too small.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, I can get $100,000-$150,000 from the bank, but then I got to have flood insurance on that, so I ain't going to do that.
Yep, that too. Yeah, I gotcha. Is that, who's the local bank out there? Do you guys bank with Huntington National still, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, you know, I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. Do you maybe have a fax number over there?
I have a fax number. I got to unplug my phone and turn it on.
Oh, that's fine. Do you maybe just have the number, though? I could add it to my file and shoot you over our application.
It's the same number you're calling. I'm calling from.
The 45051?
Yep.
Perfect. You know, typically how we do work over here is email, though. I know it's a, you know, very, you know, easier and more efficient way to kind of get this all done, especially in a faster manner. Maybe, I mean,
I'm old-fashioned. I don't use email. I don't use the internet, so...
I gotcha. I mean, the only other option then would be the fax number, or we could, you know, kind of go the old direct mail, but I know that takes, you know, a very long time, so I can go ahead and fax you over the application right when we got off the phone, though. Basically, all it is for our capital, is just a one-page app, very simple, straightforward application, and then along with that is 6 months, the most recent business bank statements. We got to check the, you know, the current health of the business, whatnot, and also a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys get 2015's filed, squared away, everything?
Yeah.
No liens on that?
What?
Or no extensions on that?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, so, I'll go ahead and shoot that over for you. And then, I mean, when were you looking to, you know, get all this, you know, kind of what's the priorities for you guys? You know, how soon would you be looking to make this happen if it all worked out?
I am no hurry, dude. I'm just calling to see what you have to offer.
Okay, perfect. Well,
don't,
you know,
need
I can...
the money. Don't need the money. I'm just calling to see what you have to offer.
Okay, definitely. Well, I can get you results within about 24 to 48 hours after getting, you know, everything back. But I know it's, you know, especially if you go the fax route. But that way, you know, we can see what we can get you, you know, how much you have available to shop with, you know, from us and whatnot. And, you know, if you like it, we can move forward. If not, we can go our separate ways.
All right.
You'd like me to fax that over to you then, Cliff?
Yeah, you can. When you're going to do it.
I'll go ahead and do it and give me 5-10 minutes. I'm still waiting for my everybody else in the department to get in. We're out in San Diego, so still pretty early out here. But
well,
I guess I'll...
I gotta unplug my phone to do this, so when you're ready, call me back.
And tell you to get it unplugged?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after that, I guess I could check back in with you Wednesday or tomorrow, see, you know, if you have
you
any
don't,
questions.
You don't even need to call me back, because you want all this taxes and all this other stuff. I gotta go get all that stuff and...
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. So just if you want to fax it to me, and I'll go over it and go from there.
All right. All right, Cliff.
Bye.
Bye.